In Egypt, demonstrators have marked the anniversary of the 2008 protests in the city of Mahalla against the crackdown by the regime of the former dictator Hosni Mubarak. Protesters have also slammed the policies of the incumbent president Mohamed Morsi.
Mohamed Morsi promised to fulfill the demands of the revolution, but in fact he countered the revolution. He is stifling freedoms, detaining activists, and so on. Consequently, we came out today to call for the downfall of the regime.
The march were organized by the April 6th Youth Movement, who take their name after the events of 2008, when the workers of the industrial city of Mahalla stood against the former regime. Many believe that Mahalla strike was one of the events which sparked the popular revolution of 2011. Other opposition groups, such as the Free Egyptians and Revolutionary Socialist Parties, as well as the Free Front for Peaceful Change, joined the protests against the failure of the current administration to meet the demands of the revolution.
We came out today to say that we will continue the path of the revolution. We took to the streets to say that the people want the downfall of the regime. We're calling for the release of all the political detainees and the achievement of the main demands of the revolution: bread, freedom, social justice, and human dignity.
Protesters chanted slogans against the Muslim Brotherhood and the President Morsi. Protesters also called for the dismissal of the Prosecutor General. Security was stepped up outside a number of buildings, including the Ministry of Interior and the High Court, thought to be targeted by protesters. The government also called on the protesters to remain peaceful and to respect the rule of law. As the night fell, clashes erupted between protesters and central security forces outside the High Court. Tear gas was then fired to disperse the protesters. April 6th were one of the movements that supported President Mohamed Morsi in the runoffs of the elections. But today, they came out to say that they are now part of the opposition. They said, until the demands of the revolution are met, they will continue to protest. Karim Galanuddin, Press TV, Cairo.